Well, just to be sure all of our viewers and listeners know what we're talking about, Andrew, tell our viewers and listeners, what's the difference between wholesaling and rehabbing?
Absolutely. So to wholesale, we typically will buy a property, either not touch it or maybe go in if there's some junk in and take the junk out and immediately add a profit. And then for rehabbing, which is Aaron basically covers that side of the business, for rehabbing, we get our crews in and do a renovation, perhaps facelift, new paint, new cabinets, sometimes new roof, new heat and air, whatever it needs, and make the home typically like new, and then resell it, obviously, again at a profit.
But what's a good average deal look like? In other words, what's your average retail you're selling it for, and what's your average size rehab budget?
Would be around $150,000 home in the Evansville market would be the retail. I like, right now we've been using some unique strategies with tax sales that we're working through. I've been buying a lot of these $150,000 homes, and I'm not using percentages, I'm using numbers right at the moment, for between $40,000 and $50,000 with a $20,000 to $30,000 rehab.
Yeah.
So that's been what you've been seeing with a lot of our flips right now.
Right, right. Well, you just said something that triggers this question. I know all of our viewers and the listeners are wanting to hear your all's answers to this. And that is, regardless of our exit strategy, regardless of what we're going to do with the properties, we've got to find the deals, right? We've got to find the discounted properties, et cetera. So, Andrew, let me let you go first. So, you know, what's working today may not have been working a couple of years ago. But, Andrew, what is one of your best ways right now for you and Aaron to get motivated sellers raising their hand and you know, taking a look at the deal?
Absolutely. So we have our two top ways right now. Our number one has already been mentioned, which I'll get back to. We also are doing a lot of online right now. So we're doing a lot of Facebook ads, paid Facebook ads, and a lot of online ads that are creating, you know, opportunity. People are calling us wanting to sell their house, and we're buying them that way. The other top way we're currently doing it, as Aaron's made mention, is I love Indiana for tax sales, and we're buying tax sale properties as well. So those are our two top ways right now. Thirdly, obviously this is something that comes over time, is we're getting a lot of word of mouth as well. So a lot of people are calling us, you know, because they've heard about us from word of mouth. So that's our third way, and that's how we're getting.
What would you say is the population of your target market?
The surrounding area, 500,000. Evansville itself, about 250,000, about 250,000.
Okay, very good, very good. So, Aaron, since we're over to you for a moment, any other ways come to mind other than what Andrew just mentioned on locating motivated sellers?
On locating motivated sellers, the other thing that I use, we don't do a lot of bandit signs at intersections and so on, but at some of our homes that we'll have, let's say we're rehabbing them and stuff like that, it's interesting because everyone that calls off of those is usually, I shouldn't say everyone, most are usually motivated, and we will use those in our yards, especially high traffic areas. We still put out bandit signs every chance we get, and those sellers are almost always motivated. So that's one of the ways, and our conversion rate's very high for those.
Yeah, excellent. So now both you and Andrew have mentioned the tax sales, the tax certificates. It sounds like y'all, that's like one of your big supplies of or big strategies of getting the deals. So, for example, I'm going to guess most of our viewers and listeners here on this show, most, probably over 95 to 99%, have never done a tax sale deal. So could you break that process down step by step? And we can take 2 or 3 minutes for it. Break the process down, Aaron. Step one, step two, step three. I don't know anything about tax sales. What's the first thing I need to do? How do I learn about them? And what is an expensive lesson you have learned about tax sales?
I'm going to be totally transparent through this process. The first thing I would do is get yourself a good real estate attorney and a good realtor that knows tax sales. Without those, we would have made some serious expensive mistakes.
So bad. But for example, if you didn't have those team members in place, what could go wrong with a tax sale deal?
I could sell personal property before I was supposed to and really end up in some serious hot water. You know, I could I could try to gain access to the property before it gets the final court orders that we can have access to the property. And, you know, there's a lot of bad things that could happen through that process. Or I could buy a property that has judgments on it that no one knows about, that I guarantee is going to come up when they hear that an investor has bought it with money. You know, so that in a nutshell, I would say make sure you have yourself a good real estate agent and a good real estate attorney that knows tax sales, knows your tax sale laws in your state, and can make sure, you know, you walk through the process seamlessly that way.
Yeah. Now, with that, your real estate attorney, I assume, is going to do your title search, right? And discover if there's any attachments or liens or judgments against that property before you spend any money, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, then all of the proper notices are also going to go out to all of the heirs or potential heirs. Everything's going to be done, you know, by the book and, you know, in sequence properly that, you know, any of us without experience would make a mistake on.
Yeah. So why is it important to have a realtor on your team that knows the tax sale process, and what will your realtor do?
So our realtor not only would locate those deals for us in our example, in my experience, they do locate those for us and will turn us on to those as first and foremost, those tax sales. That's the way we do it. They will bring those to us because our realtors that we use do have the connections they need to find out when these are available.
For those of us out here that don't have a relationship with a realtor that could, you know, bring us tax sale deeds, I mean, tax sale deals, do you have any suggestions on how to go about locating a realtor that would be plugged into that?
That would be plugged into that. Andrew, do you have a little bit more insight on that probably than I would as far as finding that realtor?
Yes. And I would say for the first few years of our real estate investing business, we did not do those just for the reason of the complications that can go along with them. Profit. So you do want to be sure you have those key things in place. That being said, to find a realtor who is involved and can do what he was discussing is definitely going to be a special realtor. You just, you know, look for realtor signs and start calling them. You ain't got the best shot in the world to find one that does tax sales. So that being said, I would say networking at your local real estate and any type of meetings where investors gather that you could touch base with investors and other people who are doing anything similar and ask them who, you know, they would recommend. So getting yourself involved in that community and keeping your eyes and ears open to see who's doing the deals. And then secondly, is if somebody doesn't always give a clear answer, you don't have the opportunity to ask someone, you kind of watch and listen. And when you find somebody who is doing tax sales, just see what realtor happens to be getting their listings and give them a ring.
Awesome. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. I appreciate you sharing that. Wow. I can't believe we're almost getting near to the end of the show here and we just got started. I can already tell I'm going to want to have y'all back on again because y'all got a lot of information you can share. So let's go back over to Aaron for a moment. So Aaron, you and Andrew have been doing this for a few years now. What's the best advice that comes to your mind that you would give to a newbie, to a new real estate investor that's never done a deal before?
So the first advice I would give to a real estate investor and what I do when I have one that asks me is two things. You know, don't let a no discourage you from moving on to another deal. And, you know, always, you know, not only don't let that no discourage you, but always you're going to have to work harder than what most people think to get to where you want to be. And so always plan on working hard and don't let a discouragement or a no, you know, push you or push you down.
Excellent. Andrew, what advice would you give to a new real estate investor?
Be sure you're looking for deals, get on the phone and work hard until you can get a contract, raise the money and order. Once you know the steps to the process, it's just a matter of implementing them. And as Aaron said, you know, it's likely you're going to encounter some no's or some bumps in the road before you get that yes and that big check.
One last question, and then we're going to give information to everybody as to how folks can contact you and a reason that they might want to contact you. So Aaron, let me come back over to you. And Andrew, I want to ask you the same question. So Andrew, you're going to have more time to think about this question than Aaron will. Right? and if Aaron's got to scratch his head for a second, we'll come back to you, Andrew. But here's the question. you know, we all learn lessons. Some lessons cost more money than others. So y'all been doing the business for a while. What would you say is one of the biggest mistakes that you've made since you've been in real estate investing? You may think of a particular deal that if you knew then what you do now, you would have done something differently on that deal. What lesson learned comes to mind that could save our viewers and listeners some money?
Yes.
The hard way.
That is a great question. And the first one that pops in my head is be careful who your partners are in business. Choose your partners wisely. Make sure that they are bringing as much or more to the table than what you are legitimately. Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions to that potential partner.
Now define what you mean by a partner.
Okay, so in regards to, and this has been our experience, I'm sure a lot of investors will encounter this if they haven't already. When you go into business, you always have a lot of people that want to partner with you, especially when you appear like you're moving up and doing what you're planning on doing, hitting your goals. You have a lot of people that will want to work with you and partner on deals with you and so on and so forth. I've spoken to a lot of newer investors that have encountered this problem. And I always caution them to say, always make sure that potential partner, whether it's a deal, you know, specifically a deal partner, make sure that they are, you know, are able to perform what they are going to, and always make sure it's in writing. You know, and you asked the first thing to come to my head, and that is the first thing that came to my head. That can
awesome.
Save them a lot of money.
How about you, Andrew?
I would say keep your eyes peeled when you're looking at deals, and I would simply say it like this. I contend, and Aaron can verify this, I contend to have a big heart. That's one of the very big things that I love about real estate is you get to help people sometimes who need out of a house. You get to help people who need into a house. It's a lot of getting to help people, and I love that. That being said, I tended to believe anything I was told. So perhaps if a seller or a realtor would, when I was offered on a property, would tell me that something wasn't wrong, that was, rather than verifying it myself, I would leave it. You know, cut us out of profits on a deal or two in the over 300 deals we have done because of the fact that I didn't verify myself and I wanted to believe the best. So I would say keep your eyes peeled, definitely have a heart for people, but also verify the facts.
Well, what you just said reminded me of what Ronald Reagan's famous quote was, not that he didn't have more than one, but the one that comes to mind is trust, but verify.
Absolutely.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. Well, guys, I tell you, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all taking the time out of your very successful real estate investing business to come here and be on the show. I know you've given some great information. I know you've been an inspiration to our viewers and listeners. And I'm sure we've got quite a few that would like to connect with you. We may have some viewers and listeners that are not only interested in real estate investing, but they might want to do some private lending as well. They might want to do some business with you and get some high rates of return safely and secured, particularly when you pay in, you know, 8 to 10%, which is very, very awesome these days. So whichever one of y'all wants to give out the contact information as to how people can connect with you and continue the conversation.
The best way to contact us, well, we've got several ways, but our email address is theschlagbros@gmail.com. Our phone number is 812-303-8209. It is theschlagbros@gmail.com.
Spell that
out. It's theschlagbros@gmail.com. And our phone number is 812-303-8209. You can also follow us, and you can also direct message us on Facebook, Instagram. Find us there at the Schlag Bros. So it's at the Schlag Bros, just like our email address. And Twitter, we are at the Schlag Bros as well. So there's several places you can contact us.
All right, I love it. I love it. All right, Andrew, parting comments.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be on, Jay, and to be able to share with your audience our story, and excited to hopefully be an inspiration to somebody else who, like you said, is maybe getting started, looking forward to a successful real estate investing career. And so I hope that it was an inspiration to them. And as you also mentioned, for opportunity for someone to make a high rate of return. And so we're just kind of an honor to be here.
That's awesome. Aaron, parting comments.
Jay, it was a pleasure to be on the show. Always an honor to speak with you. It's great to get to share with you what we're doing. Excited where we're headed. And hopefully something we sit on here will help somebody, encourage, inspire a real estate investor. And it's a great opportunity as well for anyone that's looking for a great rate of return on their money. It's safe and secure.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Andrew. It's been a blast to have you all on, and hope to see you in person before too long. And there's probably a good chance that we will with the conferences that we go to and such. So to our viewers and listeners, thank you for tuning in and watching and listening. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to comment below with any questions you have on real estate investing. We'll get those answered for you. Be sure to subscribe and share. We appreciate that. And if you are listening on audio with the iTunes or Google Play, et cetera, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Again, my upcoming live event, I want to see you all there. So check it out again one more time and get registered at www.jayconner.com/moneypodcast. I'm Jay Conner, the Private Money Authority. Until next time, taking your real estate investing career to the next level. We'll see you later. Bye for now.